Welcome back to Signals on 91.3 Lagos Talks. My name is Adewumi Oshodi, and we're discussing light camera action.
Ooh.
And that's the conversation for this morning. I have with me an experienced and highly competent brand communication specialist who I met years ago.
Yep.
And finally, I get to, you know, that girl that I was supposed to have last week Saturday when they were doing marathon. So she's here with me.
Yes, I am.
And highly experienced, competent brand and communication specialist with a profound passion for the world of film.
Yeah.
Extensive knowledge and expertise have made her the driving force behind ExploreNollywood.com, where she established herself as a respected authority in the field with a career marked by years of dedicated involvement in the Nigerian film industry. She's analytical prowess.
Okay.
And deep appreciation for cinema set her apart. Exceptional competence allows her to provide not just ordinary movie reviews, but also in-depth insights that resonate with CIMPH. Oh yeah, you pronounce it all as
cinephiles.
Okay,
cinephiles.
Cinephiles and industry professionals alike. Extensive experience has uniquely positioned her to explore the intricate workings of the Nigerian film business. Her keen interest lies at the crossroad of creativity and commerce, where she excels in dissecting the business aspects of filmmaking. Through her years of experience and demonstrated competence, she not only, I would read it.
I see that you're reading it all.
Yes, I am. She not only celebrates the arts of cinema, but actively contributes to the shaping the future of the Nigerian film industry. Her work includes insightful reviews and industry analysis, reflects her dedication to advancing and evolving the industry she's so passionate about. Welcome to Signals, Ifeturi Dohuje.
Yeah, Dohuje is good.
Good. I got it.
Thank you for having me.
No problem.
It's been eons, I know.
Yes, because good. So yeah. I am seeing you. So we're doing light camera action, and let's start a bit with why film? Why the film business?
Yeah, so I think just growing up, I grew up in an advertising background because my dad was the managing director of Lintas. So we had a lot of films that when he traveled, of course, he brought in, from Dracula to Police Academy.
Daddy gave us nice horrors, Abby.
In fact, that was the very first Dracula, actually. So from that, Police Academy. So I developed the flair again for my siblings, who also loved watching movies, and of course the era of video clubs. I had an elder sister that had that kind of time where she would borrow the movie. She's interested in knowing who the actors were, so we started learning the names, and then from there it just transcended into what I am now. So I really enjoy watching movies, and growing up again, we watched a lot of Nigerian programs, from TV to theater to film. And I was just like, you know what, the American film industry, of course, because technology and everything has pushed them way ahead of a lot of other countries. I just felt like the Nigerian film industry could do better, and that's how the love in 2009 actually for Nollywood, the interest in Nollywood started. Yeah.
So, have we done better?
We're getting there. Production-wise, we're number two in the world. So, that is good. Do you understand? I think we were right after Bollywood, neck and neck, in terms of production on an annual basis. But in terms of the production itself, the work itself, it can be better. It will be better if we start placing those important, I wouldn't say structures, because people, important aspects.
Okay.
In the right place.
From daddy's era to our own era. You know now.
Oh my
God.
So
what I'm asking is, what's the difference between film of then and now?
Because technology.
Because we've had a lot of remakes of our old movies.
Yeah.
Now, and it's almost like, can you just leave our old movies alone?
Yeah, so technology is a big game changer. It's one of the things that have definitely changed. Of course, funding has also, because we are hearing of different organizations, different people wanting to fund movies. So script writing still has a bit of a way to go in terms of being able to portray our cultural nuances. So script writing, yes, it has a long way to go. Production has also changed immensely. Of course, if you see the productions of the 1980s or 1998 and you see now, you can see the huge difference.
But just having color or gloss. That's like I'm looking at it. Sorry.
My chest.
Sorry.
No, we're not just having color.
So why do I say color?
Okay, please explain it.
Because when you see nice, but let me. I'm trying not to break tables.
Okay.
I see color. I see gloss. Then I see content, and I'm like, okay. So we like to showcase everything, but the content.
So I get what you mean. In hindsight, when you're mixing everything or everything is coming together, it feels like something isn't totally working. However, cinematography has moved in leaps and bounds. Do you understand? You can watch, and everything, of course, makes a great production. You have script, you have the acting as the cast, you have cinematography, you have the music score. All those things make up a fantastic production. Do you understand? Mm. However, we have also come to the age where, of course, a great cinematography cannot save a dying script. Do you understand? They cannot save a dying script. But we don't just have color. We have good cinematography now.
Okay.
Yeah, we do.
I say we now have color.
We have great cinematography now. We have great writing too.
We have great writing.
Mm.
So if we have great writing,
mm-hmm.
And we have great funding,
yeah.
What's that intersection? Why do I say that? Mm. You are giving me millions of money.
Yeah.
I'm the one that have the idea.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, when you're speaking to somebody that has money, they tell you that idea is a dime and a dozen.
True.
So how then am I able to say, give me the money, don't interfere with my creative?
So to be honest, that doesn't even is that is not restricted to only Nigerian cinema or Nigerian film. That happens even in the abroad. Do you understand? Mm. Because if I run a blog, if I own Universal, I would have had or agreed on what movies we want to run for the year. Of course, if it's not aligning, we want to make sure it aligns. Do you understand? So if I'm a hotshot producer and this is what has been making our studio tick, I want to continue on that.
Mm.
But there was one thing I think during the just concluded AFRIF, I sat in one of the sessions, and I think it had Kenneth Gian, it had Kayode Kasumu, and another director, and they said it's important that you take funding from individuals, organizations that have like minds, so like you share the same values, because it's easy for them to allow your creative license to flow. Do you understand? It doesn't happen all the time. Don't get it twisted. Even those of us or those people in organizations, your creative license, you feel like the organization aligns with your values. However, they're like, I told you to do A. You think B is the option. Please do A.
There's a problem between creative and logic.
Yeah. So it doesn't always happen. But if you can, and if you guys align in terms of values, then it makes your creativity more seamless. Yeah.
Now, the recent AFRIF, what changed? What's interesting? So,
I knew you had said you had questions for me, but I'm just like, so the AFRIF, I would not lie, I attended just a couple of sessions.
Tell us about it. It's okay.
I'm just saying that Heat wanted to kill me in some of those things. This organization wasn't my strong suit. I just felt like AFRIF after 12 editions, I mean, this was the 12th, it could be better. But the conversations were important. Cool. And that's one of the things that I went for. Like, again, I said, I spoke about the conversation that was part of just listening to Kenneth and Kayode. Kayode is having a movie coming out on the cinema soon. So they were just talking about their journey and the challenges that they had faced. One of the key things that I was interested in was the conversation around funding and global markets and distributions. Mm. For funding, it was slightly hazy to me because I went there with the intention I wanted to find out how I can get funding for a documentary project that I want to. I came away without knowing really who I could speak to. I think majority of them focused on film. However, that's not AFRIF's fault. Do you understand? Because film is the majority. And but that conversation was nice. I guess for me, maybe because I have OCD, once there's an issue, I'm just like, no, I can't pay attention. So microphones were bad. We could barely hear them. The lights, stage light was on us.
It's fine.
And not the, so I struggled. But the networking was great. Of course, people that I've known based on the just reviewing Nigerian movies and getting to know them better, I got to see them, I got to rub minds with them, I got more concepts and ideas from them. So I was really happy about that. And anybody that goes to the AFRIF will get, if you set your sights on what you want to achieve, you will definitely achieve it. Can they do better? Yes. If you want to know more about how they can do better, you can go to my website, it's explorenollywood.com, and check it out. Yay.
It's okay. And this leads me to my next question.
What
excites you about the Nigerian film industry? The current Nigerian film industry?
So sometimes it's... it can be a mix of nostalgia and just a great production. I saw Over the Bridge. I think that cinematography, the camera angles were quite nice. And when, of course, I think the DOP was speaking as well. He just spoke about how the director also gave him the opportunity to play with those angles. So you can see that there is partnership in those industries. I think the other bit of it is just great storytelling. I watched the final movie, the closing movie, Breath of Life, which is coming to Amazon on the 15th of December. That was such a feel-good movie. And I was just like, so there, you know, that those movies that you watch, you're just like, you know what, I feel good just watching it. I felt really good. I felt really proud. And it's coming to Amazon, but we watched it on cinema. I was like, I hope TV does it justice, because it felt like my mind was blown. The story was great. So, I mean, inadequacies here and there, but it was a good story and it was good production. I watched recently. Yeah, so you can tell
she's excited.
I recently watched, of course, we must have heard Madame Koi Koi. And because I went to boarding house in the 1990s, that was a story that literally used to keep us in bed. Do you understand? Because in the middle of the night, we didn't want to stand up to go and ease ourselves, because we're afraid of Bush Baby, we're afraid of Madame Koi Koi. So when they brought that story to life, I was like, no. We have original stories. In fact, sorry. Nigerian original stories that can be made into something that we don't need to copy. Do you understand? Our stories are yet untold. I'm still looking forward to seeing something that deals with Shango. Those historical figures that we learned when I was in primary school and secondary school, I'm still looking forward to it. From Shango to Samuela Bishop, Ajayi Crowder, to Soso Ransom Kuti, they were stories. Our history needs to be brought to life for people to understand that we have stories.
Now and we have stories.
Yeah,
we have stories, and we have a lot of stories. So what do you think that the Nigerian audience would like to see in terms of our storytelling?
That's interesting.
What do you think would like to see? I know somebody who is a Nigerian movie fan. I don't understand how the person does it, but they can watch African
magic.
And I'm wondering, for the life of me, I realize that most of the stories that we watch, I used to find my mother, what happened? Like, I can't imagine why. Because I realized that some of the stories that we watch, some of the movies that we watch, have a way of tainting our mindset. So I'm like, why would I watch? I'd rather pick a South African movie.
Oh, really?
For some reason.
Okay.
But for a Nigerian movie, nothing. But I just realized that they have a better way of, not that they're perfect.
Yeah.
Sometimes they try to push up narrative. One thing I like about the Nigerian film industry is we don't push narrative we don't want to see.
Yeah.
That one I know. But when can we begin to say, tell original stories
that don't have
the
undertone of...
Because what am I saying that is, look at religion, for example. Look at spirituality and all the jazz and all of that. It sort of pushes, and so how do we just shift away from all of that and focus?
So, what is the basis for film? Is the ability to be able to tell, again, stories. The stories. Do you understand? Now, because of the Nigerian people, you can set yourself up in any genre and you will still have a good following. If you want to set up a Christian movie film industry like Redeem is doing with their Dove Entertainment, or is it Dove TV?
Yes.
There is a market for it. If you want to go into action, this, there's a market for it. If it is comedy, there's a market for it. So we do have the markets. Now, if you're talking about what will make it blow, because everyone is like, what will make it blow? Blow. Then my own suggestion would be to do a deep dive. I'm sorry, the film industry rarely does research. They just, okay, all these people like AY's Merry Men, let's do Merry Men. Or all these people like, Beyonce Stevens, oh, Love this, let's do Love. No. Do something proper. And then the consulting agencies can also take advantage of this. Again, if we want to grow the film industry, what do people really want to watch? Let's know. Because I know what I want to watch. I know what levitates, I will levitate with, even though I watch everything. I know that I will watch it because, okay, I need to review it, but it doesn't mean that I like it. That's not my style. Do you understand? The truth about the matter is, understand your audience. I will bring my marketing cap into it. Understand who you are doing your movie. If you say it's 18 to 55 or 18 to 65, break them into who are the people that will appreciate your type of movies. That way, then it makes it easy for you to be able to shoot a production. However, they don't do much research.
Why do we think we don't do research?
I can't speak for that. I might have been in the industry for so long, but I cannot.
No, because why I'm asking why we don't do research is, pause first. The signals are 91.3. We're talking light camera action. Yeah. And if you want to be part of, please be part of the program by sending us WhatsApp message on 0809-234-5913. Or you can watch us live on Young Seri Brawl on YouTube and see myself and Madame. Ha, we are knifing it. Call us 0809-191-3913. Why I said we don't do research is, look at the likes of, I grew up on Chioluwanile.
Okay.
Kaba Wande.
Okay.
That was a lot of, he had 1, 2, 3, even though, anyway.
Oh gosh. So again.
And then there was Adelove. That was
so, structure is quite important. Okay. And again, if I go back to the American film, that's Hollywood, the American film industry. Of course, before they set out to start even writing a script, they have done some sort of feasibility. Just check out what people are feeling at the moment. Once that production is done, there's also another kind of research. Do you understand? They have focus groups. They break it down to be able to understand their audience. Again, you can do some sort of, how they call it, just
mind mapping
will be the word, just being able to say, okay, what is making the people tick. You go to social media, try and see what people are aligning to, what they're talking about, what the trends are. You can use that as well. But there's nothing beats asking the questions to those people, using popular social media platforms to even ask those questions. Do you understand? Okay. To be able to get some level of insight. But I do feel that we have a market for all genres if we do the work. Yeah.
Now, speaking of, you mentioned AY, so leads me into skit making. Skit makers.
You want them to come for me?
No, they won't come for you. But let's even look at, you know, Nigeria has, I respect Nigerians.
Yeah.
Apart from the doggedness, you can sit down and create something. We're very creative.
Yeah.
Right? And I've looked at skit makers, and they want to do something. And my favorite skit maker right now, yes, God, is Lai Wasabi. That boy.
He celebrated his birthday yesterday.
That's why I love it, because my birthday was yesterday. So good.
Oh, was it yesterday or day before yesterday? I saw it online. Okay.
Now, a lot of people were like, it's not appealing. And people, intelligent people, you know, Nigerians can be elitist where we want to be, right?
Yeah.
You need to get is kind of comedy, right? And if you're not thinking, oh God, that one will send you on errand.
Oh, okay.
Now, you know, at the time, it's coming fresh because a lot of us are tired of the old boobs, bum bum, and all of that. We're all tired of that. And it's, what do you think about the skit making industry, because everybody's skit making, but now we're not looking at clean content.
Yeah. So I think those people are highly creative. Highly creative. And they literally started the first level of influencing in Nigeria. Mm. They took it on and they ate it up. Do you understand? Yes. So from the Maharajis to the Taomas to Macaroni to
Chris Clown,
Keke and all those people, they literally took it to another level. And I respect them for that. Is it filmmaking? Not necessarily. Okay. Do you understand? Because again, it's short. They might have a long footage that they have to edit to make that 1 minute, 2 minutes. So you can see creativity at work to be able to select the best part that they feel will resonate. Mm. Do you understand? Quite creative in that aspect. But of course, filmmaking goes a longer way.
So how do we, and I'm tapping into your analytical prowess.
Yeah.
Is how then do we marriage them together? Now
marry skit makers to
film.
I think they should just be skit makers. So I don't, when I was watching them, I was working for corporate, and of course I was looking for people that would be best to be able to sell my product. However, I don't look at an actor that way. Do you understand? I don't look at an actor. Yes, there are some actors that are influencers to some brands, right. But I don't look at them in terms of that, what's it called, merging into film. Yeah. However, and just from Macaroni and what he's doing, been able to transition, and that is where being able to sustain yourself, if you are critically thinking, is important. Okay. Because kids making will not be it forever. Do you understand? Sure. After some time, people like myself or people older or people younger like a certain skit maker, after a while we'll move on to someone else. So what do you do in that time? So between Macaroni and Lasisi, I think both of them have tried to transition. Will I call them actors? No, because I'm looking at the people that literally went to school, people that have the talent. I'm not saying they don't have the talent.
No.
I'm just looking at it in terms of, if I'm going to review any actor, when I'm going at Macaroni or Lasisi, I will not go in because they probably don't have the professional experience that the main actors have. That's how I go at it.
Okay.
However, now that they are fully in the industry, of course, I will tackle it in terms of, can you be method? Can you be more than just comedic? Because film is not just, I'm a skit maker, I'm a comedian. No. And that's why, even between Macaroni and Lasisi, there's a difference. Macaroni has been able to move past being comedic.
Yes.
He has
now become serious.
Yes. And when I look at, unfortunately, I don't even know why I don't know his real name. So when I say, I'm like, that Macaroni, what's his real name?
We will go and look for the real name.
So when I want to talk about him, I literally have to say Mr. Macaroni. But we need to know him past just being Mr. Macaroni. Yeah. Mm. So that's the important things. Even with the ones that go to the reality shows and all that, when I start reviewing them, I don't go into it because the way I will speak to people that have learnt the skill. Yeah, you understand?
The veterans.
I wouldn't look at them like that. But with time, I see them in 1, 2, 3 productions, and now I know, okay, it's time to take this person seriously. Sure. It's much more than just a reality show. It's much more than a skit.
Yeah.
It is an actual profession.
And we must respect the profession.
Yes,
now we do. There's this thing that I want us to look at. Whenever we get a new release, especially on platforms like Netflix, Nigerians are always quick to bash and critique the movie, but they must not abuse us from outside. They abuse us from outside, we'll go
there. We'll go. Yeah.
But our own, why are we the first? I've come back with a good report now. Just help me. Like, massage me at the back. No. My brothers and sisters will give you the dance moves. And then I'm like, you should be coming down. Because it's a lot of work to do a movie. It's a lot of work to do a film.
I agree.
But we just come like,
Okay, I need to put it mildly. So criticism is like, you're behind. Do you understand? Yeah. Everybody has a behind.
Okay.
Do you understand? So it's like everybody has an opinion. Everybody has
an opinion.
No, but you can't. Honestly, you can't help it, especially if it is something that you're putting on platforms like Netflix and Amazon. In fact, even in the cinemas, because I have spent money to subscribe. If I'm not going to get value, because we'll come for any telco, bank or whatever, whenever they don't give us value, it's the same expectation we have for film. I've subscribed to Netflix, even if it's 1,500 naira I've paid. And if I don't get the value from that movie, then of course I will come at it. But this goes back to our information or our conversation around who are you making the movie for? Do you understand?
Because some of us can hide under, okay, you are not my audience.
Yeah, so that's a good one. When you say, oh, but I wasn't making it for you. Okay, that's fine. But I watched it. Okay, that's fine. But criticism will always come. Criticism will always come. And sometimes they are good. They are, if you are, again, looking at it, there are some criticisms that you can learn from and know that is objective, not necessarily coming to hack you down. Like all of us, again, I know the people that are into film criticism. So there's I think Cinema Pointers, there's Nollywood Reinvent, of course there's Explore Nollywood. When people like that make criticism, look at it and read between the lines. Do you understand? And then there are some people, whether it's Twitter, Instagram, that if you look between the lines, they actually make sense. It's not the ones that just go and say are rubbish. Oh, there's because rubbish needs to have an explanation. Explain what exactly is rubbish.
And some people will say, oh, I don't get it. It's just not, I'm not just reading it. Pause first. we're talking light camera action, yes. And I have with me Ifeturi Dohuje.
Yep.
I'm happy. You can call us and send us a WhatsApp message on 0809
yep
2345913. Or call 0809-191-3913 or 0809-222. That's two in three places. 0913. Now, with Disney constantly making remakes of their old movies, do you think it's something plausible for Nollywood in its entirety to take up without losing its source?
Disney Nollywood. I don't know why.
Hold on. Hello, good morning.
Okay.
Hello.
Hello. Good morning.
Good morning. Your name and where are you calling us from?
I know. Peter, calling from Yaba.
Okay, good Peter. Morning. Good morning. Comment or question?
My question is this. The Nollywood industry, and they're improving in their production and their work. But my concern is this. Is there any way they can have, like a city, like a big town, like a village city,
okay, film
where they can do the
okay.
production.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. That's an
interesting point. We see them going about the house, trying to rent the place. I'm looking at the issue where they can go to somewhere create the city of their own.
Okay.
Like just like the Indian camp had a city of their own. Just one would add a city, just on their own where they can have so many they need to go and rent in houses or whatever. Just thinking down to that level.
Yeah.
Yes.
I don't know if I can make it sense.
Yes, you are.
It's a valid point.
So film village.
The Lagos State Government governor, Babajide Sanwo-Olu, before the AFRIF had announced the launch of the $100 million film project, Film City in Ekpe. So they actually launched it before the AFRIF.
Okay.
So Lagos State has something. I don't know how far if it is ready for use at the moment, but there is a Film City in Ekpe location. I don't know. That's what I think. Again, those are things for the state governors. If state governors are looking for ways to drive revenue, they can consider, because again, not everything has to be done in Lagos. And I know at least 2-3 productions that have gone to Oyo State to shoot. So Black Book. So Black Book, I think, had something in Oyo. Kunle Afolayo uses Oyo as well. And then The Breath of Life that I spoke about was also shot in Oyo. Again, it's a good opportunity for the government of that state
to tap
the
into
tourism commission to look for a way to have something, give them some sort of incentive, give them some sort of tax rebate. That way they're hiring your people, they have a village, they don't, they're not disturbed by Omonile, and then you have the beautification or some bits of your state that is put on a production that is global standard that goes on Netflix or Amazon. Again, those are the business aspect of things if you're thinking that way. But yeah, the Lagos State has started with. And then I think there's also a film village in Jos, but that was during the NTA days. So I don't know whether it's still functioning, but that was a federal government project.
Yep. In the light of recent health challenges plaguing actors and former actors, I'm going somewhere. Is it fair to say that they are not properly cared for or catered for or catered to? Because you know what we see on TV is quite different from what we see in real life.
You see, I'm just facing my.
She left me. What do you think?
So
the glam, because wait now.
Okay.
Pause.
Okay.
The glam.
Okay.
The you know, you see somebody on TV, and then after they are finished, we forget that these people are working. Yeah. We now see them on TV. We're now seeing them. You all the money that you are doing, you know, by car. Is that another pressure? Do we put pressure on our actors and actresses?
I don't think so. I think, again, do you, boo-boo, do you get your bag when you are in a production or whatever and be wise with your money? So wise with your money in terms of if you think about investing, invest. Mm-hmm. Some people, and again, just speaking to entrepreneurs generally, because I look at actors, actresses, even production studio like a workplace.
Yeah,
I work for a certain organization. That organization is responsible for me. Do you understand? However, these people move from production companies to production companies. So that responsibility of yourself is on you. That's number one. Number two is you have guilds, you have associations. Those associations should also have responsibility for you. And I know that the guild has mentioned that the fact that they introduced the health insurance or life insurance too, but how many of our actors are
doing it
part of the guild?
Hmm.
Because you need to give dues and you need to pay your what's it called to be able to sustain those things. But if you are not part of all that, then you have responsibility for yourself. I'm an entrepreneur. I consider health insurance for myself, and these health insurance companies, someone was talking about insurance, they have programs or amounts that you can pay on a monthly basis that assures that if something is wrong with me now, I can step into a hospital and I'll be fine. So actors need to, you have your personal responsibility to yourself. You can't blame it on the industry. You literally can't blame it on the production companies. You have responsibility for yourself. However, that being said, those people are national treasures. People enjoy their movies. If they reach out, if there's a GoFundMe that you feel inclined to help, please by all means help. I wouldn't say that you shouldn't help them, but that's not the responsibility of the industry.
She's brutal. But yes, I get you. Earlier on in our conversation, you talked about distribution. Have we done well in distributing our films?
I feel like the industry is a cabal. I say it all the time. They feel like they are transparent, but they are not so transparent. Do you understand? So I know, again, if a movie is coming out on Film One, of course Film One will do what they need to do to make sure that all their cinemas carry it. Do you understand? So distribution wise, so say 50/50, it could be better. But I think there's going to be a tussle. Some people don't think so. The tussle between streaming giants and the cinemas is going to happen, because I'm just thinking, why do I want to pay 4,500 naira for a ticket, buy popcorn, buy drink, maybe spend up to 10,000 naira to watch a movie when I can watch my 1,500 naira subscription in my house? So my mindset is slowly going to, okay, when is it coming to streaming? I will watch it then. Do you understand? So there's going to be, we won't rule out cinema, because cinema gives you that experience. Do you understand? But I just feel like more and more we're struggling to see what will literally take us to the cinema. Now, as I'm sitting here, the only movie I'm looking forward to is now Marvel. I just want to go.
Yeah, same here.
Not that I think it's going to be fantastic, but I just want to go and see what has Marvel done now. But outside of that, I'm just like, why do I want to go and watch? And I struggle to watch the Nigeria movies in the cinema. Because sometimes I don't wait to the end. I just go out.
Well, why don't you wait to the end? What are you expecting? They're annoying
me greatly.
Now,
are you talking to 5 year olds? Some of them are just like, nah.
Okay, so then it boils back down to storytelling.
Yeah.
It boils down.
No, I agree. That is on cinema doesn't mean that the story is great.
Hi.
It doesn't mean that the story.
Well,
is
I'm speaking to a critic, so I covered.
I watched one and I was like, no, I couldn't even sit through to the end. I was not impressed at all. And that story combined with a certain, I just like, no. There were three of us that just stood up at the same time. And we headed to that. We have given our time.
So it goes back down to the Nigerian audience is very, very critical.
The Nigerian audience that can afford 10,000 naira, just like I had broken it down, will be critical. I've stepped out of movies. I haven't stepped out for Hollywood movies because sometimes I watch it, I'm like, oh my
because
God.
I'm about to ask you that. How many movies have you watched
this year in the cinema?
No, like, no, just total.
Oh, I don't keep count. Especially with the streaming people.
Okay.
I see my watch list sometimes when it says watch again. I'm like, you watched all day. You remember there was COVID. So COVID, we spent majority 2 years we spent in the house.
Watch movies.
Yeah. So when I see my bad. Like, oh, try watch again, I'm like, I can't even tell all of them that I love.
Because you have to, I'm asking because you have to criticize.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, but in terms, I can't even give a number to the Nigerian ones because there are some of them. My sisters, my siblings always make me laugh. My sister is like, if you don't watch, you just say, this movie, producer, director, written, cast, I didn't watch it. That is my criticism because sometimes you start with some and you're like, no, they just do this. No.
So, if it's really seated in a house,
yeah,
and if a montage comes up, what do you want to see in the montage? What do you want to see the first scene that will say, okay, I'm not trying to criticize today, but let me watch a movie. I just want to be a soft girl and just watch a Nigerian movie. What's the first thing that you'll see that will draw your attention? Aha!
Trailers don't draw my attention to nothing.
A few trailers are very scam.
So, yeah, they don't draw my... So, my own again will probably be the way I'm feeling. Like I said, Madame Koi Koi, I don't even remember even watching the trailer. I put it on my website, of course, but I didn't pay attention to it. I was just interested in knowing how they told the story. So that's nostalgic. Sometimes it's just the feeling. Do you understand? Sometimes it could be the actors. Again, there's some of the actors that when I see them, I will like, oh, this person gives their 100%. I'll check it out. And then sometimes, even the trailers, some trailers, I saw the trailer of Egu. Abi? Egu, is that how they pronounce it? The medicine one, Egu?
Egu.
Egu, okay, I'm sorry.
No. Even so, I'm trying to be sure that I laugh.
Because it's medicine, right? Yeah. So Egu, I saw that trailer, and I like Gideon Okeke, so yes. I would watch that one in the cinema, but you will hear about it when I'm done. If it's so nice, you will hear about it, but then I'm going to pay money to watch it.
If you were not going to pay money to watch it.
If Kayode should call me now, Kayode, if you need my number, let me know. Hit us on WhatsApp. If you call me and say, well, if it's you, I want you there because I respect you. I would like to hear what I will come to that. But if I pay money. In fact, don't invite me. Let me pay money so that I know you will know how he's paying me. You know how he's. That's how they feel when they go. You will know where he's paying. You know who the shoe fits. Yes.
If you are not paying money, would you still watch?
If I wasn't paying money,
yes, to go and watch.
I watch.
But you still criticize.
That's the beauty. Oh no! To be honest, yes, because those things are necessary for growth. Do you understand? It's necessary for growth for you to know again some of the shortfalls because not everything is fine and dandy. Not everything is picture perfect.
Thank
you.
My final question. Your personal dreams and aspirations for the Nigerian film industry.
Wow. One that has the structure that can compete anywhere. Again, we're aiming for Hollywood. I'm sorry. We need to bump those people off. It will take some time, I know. We need to pump those people. Yes. But one that we can literally be very proud of. We're on the way to it. We're proud of the films. Good and and bad that have come out, because again, those are some people's blood, sweat and tears to be able to make them happen. So we're proud of the fact that the industry has been able to sustain itself with no funding, now moving to cinema funding, now moving to
Netflix
funding. So we're proud of them, and I'm looking forward to an industry where people can look at it and say, okay, that came from Nigeria, that's a focus on Nigerian culture, and it has some international footage. Who knows, we head over to the Oscars.
Ah, that's a long time coming.
No, not at all. The Indians are doing it.
We're talking Nigerians. The Indians
were producing the same amount of movie. Okay, well, they are special effects.
They're very good. I could watch an Indian movie for. I can burn my data.
I cannot watch an Indian movie to save my life.
I can watch an Indian movie because why do I say that? They tell their stories, politics, their drugs, they tell those stories that you can feel. If we decide to tell some kind of story, they will remove the banner from the...
I remember that one that had the song Natu Natu. That one was very... That's the first Indian movie that I watched on Netflix. And it was now that song was nominated for an Oscar in the music category. It was... But that story, even though it was 3 hours long, make sense. Yeah, so, you have a point.
They sort of tell their stories, teach... They sort of teach. I look forward to our Nigerian movies teaching us. This time. Okay. Thank you so much.
It was great to be here.
It was great to have you.
Great to be here.
Oh my God.
So we come your way again next week, Saturday, like we always see on Signals. Dream again, create opportunities for people. And because people will be people, have a wonderful week and God bless.
Today, take this music and use it. Let it take you away. And be hopeful, and He'll make a way. Yeah. I know it ain't easy, that's okay. Cause we hopeful. Yes, I am hopeful for today. Take this music and use it. Let it take you away. And be hopeful, and He'll make a way.
You call.
Good afternoon, I'm calling from the redemption camp.
We discuss.
There are too many.